A new dairy initiative in China. We're visiting today with Pamela Ruig, Department of Dairy Science, University of Wisconsin-Madison Extension in the College of Agricultural and Life Sciences, now celebrating 125 years, and I'm C.V. Kenyon. Pamela, tell us what you're doing in China.
The Dairy Science Department itself, and I'm leading a team, is working with the Nestle Company to develop a dairy farming institute. And our part of that dairy farming institute in northeastern China is development of a teaching curriculum for farmers, consultants, veterinarians, and others throughout China.
Pamela, can you describe for us what the Chinese are trying to address with these dairy initiatives?
There is an enormous demand for animal protein, specifically milk protein in China. They're estimating that by 2020, to meet that need would require the entire output of Australia and New Zealand combined, an additional entire output. So there's a need to develop the Chinese dairy industry.
Pamela, go ahead and describe your role in this new initiative.
Yeah, our role is a unique example of how the status of the Wisconsin dairy industry is recognized globally. We're recognized here in Wisconsin as being leaders in the dairy industry. They came to us and asked us, could you help us develop a curriculum to help raise the overall level of knowledge, science base, that'll result in safer and higher quality food products.
Pamela, go ahead and describe the project a little bit. How long is it going to last? How many people does it involve?
I think it'll ultimately involve most people in the dairy science department, many people outside of the dairy science department, such as in the School of Veterinary Medicine, Biological Systems Engineering, Agricultural Economics. We've even got some people that are curriculum designers from other colleges involved. Our initial contract is for 3 years. The project, we think, may go well beyond. The institute itself is meant to be a permanent institute.
Perhaps you can tell us how this may benefit the state of Wisconsin.
Through our participation in it, are supporting the Wisconsin businesses and co-ops that are partnering with Nestle in the Dairy Farming Institute. We're also hoping that our participation in this project will ultimately enhance the markets for our Wisconsin agribusinesses who plan to contribute to the development of the dairy farming infrastructure in China.
Pamela, perhaps you can look into your crystal ball a little bit. What will the Chinese dairy business look like 5 years, 10 years, 20 years from now?
The industry is rapidly growing. There's a lot of investment in it. This particular project is meant to stimulate the development of Wisconsin-style farms. So the goal of Nestle is to kind of replicate what we've got here that's so beneficial for our state and our industry, where we have a lot of independent producers producing milk in a very sustainable fashion.
We've been visiting with Pamela Ruig, Department of Dairy Science, University of Wisconsin-Madison Extension in the College of Agricultural and Life Sciences, and I'm C.V. Kenyon.